living hell.
This is what real hope looks like. This is the word that those hopeless people need to hear. This is the word that 3,000 people that try to commit suicide today, the 3,000 that will try to commit tomorrow, 3,000 that will try to commit on Monday, this is the word that they need to hear, is that there is hope.
It's real superpower. It's hope. There's hope. Hope.
Hello to whoever is hearing this. My name is Josh Berkey, and on my show, I go by Captain Nostalgia, and I do a podcast called Victims and Villains. Our tagline is the show where we talk nerd, we talk hope, and we speak nothing else. And our show is extremely unique in that it is the marriage between pop culture and suicide prevention. We are located out of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. What we do is we bring on individuals to talk about both their projects and pieces of pop culture that they are passionate about, but we do it all with the heart to let people know that they are worthy and that they are loved and that there is hope, so that if they are struggling with suicide, addiction, self-harm, or depression, that they can get help and that we connect them with either counselors, churches, or in any avenues really necessary to help them overcome depression. What you guys are about to hear is a segment that we call Hope Speaks Louder, and this is a point in our show where every once in a while we bring on an individual who has suffered from depression or suicide. They share their story of how they overcame it, and this is a guest that was also a host at one point. His name is Cody Ball. He is a musician going by the name of Dakota Cade. What you guys are about to hear is his story. This is just a little segment of it. This year alone in 2017, over the last year, we have covered everything from Batman to Avengers to the Waco siege in Texas and so on and so forth. So without further ado, this is Hope Speaks Louder.
As long as I can remember, even when I was a really small child, I've always had more of a melancholic, pessimistic side and view on things. I've always tried to see myself as a loving person and respect and love everybody around me. But at the same time, things always affected me differently than I thought they should. Even if it was like small things growing up, if like I disappointed my parents, if I broke something on accident, if I got a bad grade, anything, and God help it be something worse than that, you know, if I got into serious trouble, it would sit with me longer than it should have. It would like sink in and make me feel like I wasn't really worth anything, I guess you could say. A lot of it starts off with I've always been a person who gets attached very easily, and that's something I'll hop onto later on, because it definitely plays a big role in things, especially now that I've sort of talked about it and kind of come to a realization that it happens. I guess it started, you know, I've had a lot of big influences in my life growing up, and my great-grandmother was one of them, and, you know, she is my best friend, and she died when I was four or five, and ever since then, I've always handled death a little differently. Like, it doesn't even seem like it upsets me, but that just kind of, like, I felt like was the first domino of this long line of domino effects of kind of just what has been my life. Growing up, I never had the worst home life. You know, I always had a place to stay, always had a roof, always had food. My parents, my grandparents, whoever I was living with, always gave me what I needed. They would always go out of their way, you know, get me a birthday gift or a Christmas gift. You know, I definitely was not, I wouldn't say poor, but I wasn't super privileged by any means. Now, before I go any further, I do not want anybody thinking I'm talking negatively on them and my family, because that's definitely not the case. Everybody who's been in my family, my uncle, my mother, my father, has had a huge impact on my life, whether they like to believe it or not. When I was really young, before I can even remember it happening. After my brother was born, my mother and my father got a divorce, and that, I barely remember it. You know, I know some kids go through that later on in life, and it messes with them. So it just never really affected me. I guess I don't ever remember it being really upset about my parents breaking up. So, of course, my parents always had other people in their life growing up. Always, there was always a stepfather, a stepmother. Always lived with my mom, and I always went to visit my dad on every other weekend if he was in the picture at that moment. My mom married a gentleman named Brian growing up, and before I go any further, Brian was excellent to me and my brother Ethan at first. He used to take us to do things. And even after things got bad, he still always gave us a place to stay. He always fed us, you know. Sometimes he would even offer emotional support. But that doesn't justify the negative things that I went through either. Him and my mom were married for about 9 years. I think they were together for about 10 or 11. Up until I was in 8th grade. After my little brother Ranger was born, which was his child, biologically, he was just our stepfather. Things just started taking a drastic turn, you know. I grew up in his family, the Brock family. They always treated me and my brothers loving. I still keep in touch with a lot of them nowadays. Like, a lot of them I consider my family still, my cousins I went to high school with. But at home, psychologically, there's a lot of things that went down in that house that have still affect me nowadays. I hold grudges for that. I try to let go. There's a lot of physical abuse. I mean, I got spanked growing up, you know, and, you know, if I ever did anything wrong, I got spanked, you know, and I've always kind of, I'm not saying I condone spanking your child, because I'm not a parent. I can't really say that, but in this household, there definitely was a difference between being punished by spanking and being beat. And I definitely, as you could say, got my ass beat a lot growing up, and there was times I didn't even do anything wrong. It just happened. There was also a lot of verbal and mental abuse. I felt like I couldn't be my own person in that household. I had to get my hair cut. I had to dress the way my parents made me. And, you know, as a kid, I understand you live under your parents' roof. You go by the rules. I understood that. But I got to the point where I was becoming more of a teenager and I wanted to express myself. I felt like I wasn't allowed to. If anything ever went down in my family, if I was ever upset about anything, if I ever got an altercation with my parents or my brothers, I had to drop it right away. Or if I was ever upset about anything, I felt like I couldn't talk to anybody. I felt like a few times I did talk to somebody, I was made out to be crazy or a crybaby. Or, in a sense, I grew up in a very southern household, so it was always buck it up, you dry it up, be a man, be a soldier. Boys don't cry, only little girls cry, you know, that sort of thing. Do you want to go to school?